Talkie on 720 WGN.
Hey, we're back to wrap things up on WGN. Look how quickly that happened. That was fantastic. Thank you, Esmeralda. Thank you, Vic. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, most of all, for listening and being part of the program. We will talk to you again tomorrow morning at 2. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. The news is sponsored by Papa John's Pizza. It is 5 a.m. Here's Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning. Cloudy skies at 63 degrees at O'Hare. A suburban utility worker is teetering between serious and critical condition this morning. Details on that gas explosion right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
Up on side, the Eisenhower near 83. Watch for a car fire that's being reported. Also, we had an earlier accident on the Eisenhower at Independence that is now off to the side. Otherwise, no problems on the area expressways or tollways. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
An explosion leveled a townhome complex in southwest suburban Romeoville last night, injuring two NICOR workers. One of them is in serious to critical condition this morning. These neighbors say they thought it was a sonic boom from an aircraft.
I saw my neighbor Ricky coming across the street saying, call 911. So we called 911, hoping no one was in the house. Rick went to check, but they couldn't get very close. The flames were too intense.
The workers were repairing a gas leak when it happened. An official with the Chicago Fire Department has become the city's seventh bicycle-related death of the year. 56-year-old Lieutenant Danny Carbull was hit by a car on his way home from a shift at a Southside firehouse last month. He died of his injuries Monday night at Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn. More than a dozen police officers in San Antonio are facing disciplinary action after posing with Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump yesterday.
Thank you, fellas. On the tarmac at San Antonio's airport, Donald Trump shook hands and posed for pictures with local police officers who were assigned to protect him during his visit. It's the red Make America Great Again ball caps the officers are wearing in the 25-second Twitter video that have drawn the attention and the ire of city leaders.
ABC's Jim Ryan says the mayor's expressed her disappointment. The police chief says all 14 officers violated department policy by wearing those caps. Getting an ID in Chicago will soon be made easier under a new program aimed at helping undocumented immigrants, the homeless, young adults, and the elderly. Mayor Emanuel's expected to unveil his municipal ID program later this morning. It's part of the 2017 budget. There's $1 million allocated for it, with the first ID issues coming next year. And nearly 400,000 public school students in Chicago were back in class Tuesday. A teacher strike was canceled. A last-minute contract deal was reached between the Board of Education and the union that represents teachers. It's a tentative deal. It still needs ratification before the union's 28,000 members vote on it. We are due for a WGN Sports update. What in the world happened with the Cubs game, Dave?
You have to stay up, Vic. See, you made a mistake. You can't go to bed. Got to watch till the final out. Cubs went to bat in the ninth inning in San Francisco, staring at a three-run deficit at a potential winner-take-all Game 5 in their division series with the Giants. Seven batters, four hits, and five pitchers later, the Cubs had scored four runs to take a one-run lead, and Aroldis Chapman made quick work of the Giants in the bottom of the inning. The Cubs with a four-run ninth to rally for a 6-5 series-clinching victory in San Francisco. Chris Bryant ignited the rally with the leadoff single off Derek Law. Ben Zobrist's RBI double made it close. Wilson Contreras pinch two-run single tied it, and Javi Baez drove in Jason Hayward with a tie-breaking run. It was the Cubs' first lead of the game. David Ross homered earlier for the Cubs and drove in their second run. Those were about Giants starter Matt Moore's only mistakes over his eight innings. But when the Giants went to the bullpen in the ninth, it all fell apart for them. John Lackey gave up three runs over four innings. Hector Rondon got the victory. So the Cubs will open the NLCS Saturday at Wrigley Field against either Washington or Los Angeles. Still some unfinished business in that series. They go back to D.C. for Game 5 tomorrow after L.A. held off the Nationals, scoring a run of the eighth to win 6-5 after Washington had rallied. Rich Hill will pitch for L.A. tomorrow against 20-game winner Max Scherzer for the Nationals, and the winner then heads to Chicago. The ALCS begins Friday in Cleveland, the Blue Jays, and the Indians. The season begins tonight for the Chicago Blackhawks. Plenty of new faces on the ice at the United Center. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop tonight. The pregame at 6:30 here on 720 WGN. Ro Khan will be live from the United Center this afternoon beginning at 3. The Bears get back to work today, getting ready for Sunday's game at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
From spinning to swinging to throwing, you never know what's next for you. That's why at North Shore Orthopedic Institute, we're always thinking ahead of the curve. From treating the pros to weekend warriors, from minimally invasive procedures to regenerating knee cartilage, helping you wake up pain-free. At North Shore, we're not just here for you now, we're helping you be ready for what's next.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk? No junk.
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This winter, put down the iPhones and gather the family around the original social networking device, your fireplace. Get your fireplace ready now with the pros at Lindeman Chimney at cleanfireplace.com.
It's Kristen Decker, the WGN Radio Hair Queen, and I've got the secret for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair. It comes from the products you use, and my hair success is all thanks to Ovation Cell Therapy. I'm not the only one who notices a difference from using Ovation. Listener Margaret was so excited to share with me that her hairstylist noticed a difference when she went in for her monthly cut and color. I recently had somebody ask me how it works. Well, Cell Therapy's high levels of conditioners coat the cuticle, defending against breakage and resulting in thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair. Cell Therapy by Ovation is clinically proven to reduce breakage by over 80%. I believe in it, and WGN radio listeners are starting to share their great experiences with me. Just order at ovationhair.com. If you're a new customer, you receive a special introductory discount when you choose WGN radio at checkout. Gray hair is just one click away at ovationhair.com and WGN radio at checkout for that introductory discount.
Your money on WGN. Markets in Asia tanked overnight. Trading in Europe's lower this morning. Oil and gold futures are higher in pre-market trading. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a lower start on Wall Street. The numbers next with Steve Grzanich and the opening bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Looking at some clouds out there this morning, a few light showers, especially south of the city down near Kankakee, back over towards northern Indiana. Valpo seeing a little bit of light rain. That's round one. We'll see some more showers and a thunderstorm redevelop possibly towards late this afternoon, maybe 2 or 3 o'clock up through around 6 o'clock this evening. In between, a lot of clouds and a cold front coming through. So we're going to start off mild this morning. We'll hit a high near 70 by midday. Then we'll fall into the 50s late this afternoon. Tonight becoming mainly clear, colder down to around 39 in the outlying areas, 46 in the loop. Could even see some frost out near Rockford overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, sunny, cooler, 56. Friday, partly to mostly sunny, maybe some morning frost in the outlying areas and a high of 63. But 70 or above for the weekend. We warm up for the weekend. Saturday, partly sunny, mild and pleasant, 70. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Could see a few scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm and a high of 73. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's 63 at O'Hare, 65 at Midway, and in suburban Westmont, 64 at the lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes. On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
1 million low-income high school students will soon have free internet access. The Sprint Corporation will provide eligible students with free tablets, smartphones, and other mobile devices, and 4 years of free service.
You said that Donald Trump was someone else 11 years ago. He wasn't in the political sphere. Are you a terribly different person than you were 11 years ago?
Let me just say this. It doesn't excuse the words. It doesn't excuse what was done. I think it's abominable. I don't think there's any way that you can
then
justify
it.
And I don't hear anybody trying to justify it. But let's move on.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is, boy, the day after they did it. How about that? Today is October 12th, 2016. And for those of you keeping track, it is a Wednesday. It's 5:09. How about those Cubbies? Congratulations, Chicago. Congratulations to the Cubs. What an exciting night, the winners of the NLDS. A very exciting night in Chicago. People have probably been up all night. If you're one of those, really the only numbers that matter this morning are those on the scoreboard this morning. Again, the Cubs, the winners last night. If you were asleep and you happened to miss all of the excitement, here's what it sounded like on the ABC radio network, including this station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. The Chicago Cubs have advanced to the National League Championship Series in Major League Baseball. The Cubs beat the San Francisco Giants 6-5 in Game 4 of the National League Division Series and win the series 3-1. The Cubs, in search of their first World Series crown since 1908, will meet either the Los Angeles Dodgers or Washington Nationals in the National League Championship Series. The Giants' loss also ends their Major League record 10-game winning streak in playoff elimination games. Again, the Chicago Cubs have advanced to the National League Championship Series with a 6-5 win over the San Francisco Giants. This has been a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark.
It is not for every story that gets a national, worldwide, global special report from ABC News. Those Cubs did it. This was Joe Maddon after the game.
Pressure expectations. I want our guys to thrive on those two words for the years to come. I want the whole organization to. That means there's a lot expected of you. Good. There should be. We should all have a lot expected of us.
Fly the W, go Cubs. Of course, Dave Bennett will have all of the coverage throughout the morning. We'll have reaction from fans as the Steve Cochran Show continues through the morning. More on that coming up on the opening bell as well. But first, let's get to the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. You heard some of the numbers this morning from Vic. Today is the day the Fed releases the minutes of its last meeting. We'll get some more insight into what they're thinking, perhaps, about interest rates. But this morning, Dow futures are pointing lower, off 30 points. The S&P NASDAQ futures are lower as well. Gold and silver are trading up, and so is oil at $50.94 a barrel. Overseas in Europe, markets generally lower, and in Asia, pretty much the same story. A couple of big headlines from yesterday. Comcast has been hit with the largest fine the FCC has ever levied against a cable operator. Its offense: charging customers for services and equipment they did not ask for. The company's agreed to pay a $2.3 million civil penalty. Also this morning, there's a story about Social Security. Not much of a big raise if you're on Social Security next year. The government has announced 66 million beneficiaries, so payments will rise just 0.2% to 0.5% next year, barely enough for a cost of living. And as I mentioned, the Federal Reserve releases its minutes later today on interest rates. How's your retirement situation? Are you set? Do you have a way to go? Do you have no idea? Are you clueless? This morning here on the opening bell, we're going to be focusing on not only your retirement, baby boomer retirement, our retirement. Later in the program, we're also going to be focusing on financial health of women. But we'll start off this morning with just a general idea of how retirements are. And there are some that say American retirement crisis is in crisis. And Jim Pullman is with us today. He is an expert in this area. He's with the Annuity Leadership Council. And good morning, Jim. Welcome to the program today.
Hey, Steve, it's a great morning to be with you, especially for the Cubs, huh?
Yeah, I almost bet my entire retirement on the Cubs. I should have probably, but it's probably a smart thing that I didn't. I kept it in the 401k.
Well, yeah, probably not the right kind of bet, although if you're from Chicago, you're feeling confident, and I think that's pretty darn exciting.
Yeah. We've been here before, though, Jim, so we're all very nervous, excitedly nervous as we move forward. So.
Those of us in the upper Midwest will keep our fingers crossed for you.
We appreciate it. So is the retirement situation in crisis? Is that a good way to describe this?
Well, I would say that there's thunderclouds on the horizon. People are not preparing as you would probably imagine, not preparing as they should be. We did a survey at the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council and really found some startling results. One in four baby boomers, which are, of course, those that are right around retirement age, have less than $5,000 saved for retirement, and 60% of baby boomers think they're going to need less than $1 million in retirement. And really, when you look at a normal lifespan, and of course we're living longer now, but that those 60% think that they need less than $1 million are in trouble, because really our studies show that in reality they need $250,000 for just health care expenses, and so that eats a quarter of that. So people are not necessarily prepared and not really thinking about it. And that's why we're really encouraging people to raise their retirement IQ, so to speak, and start planning as soon as possible.
We want to get into a lot of the questions, a lot of the details about this, but just as we get ready to set the stage for that conversation, what is retirement? What are we considering retirement these days? How many years and from when to when?
Well, you know, of course, the government says that you can start taking your retirement money at 59 and a half. And, of course, people are living until the average is until their mid-80s and getting longer with the advances of medicine and everything else. People are living longer. So you're looking at a 25 to 30-year retirement and getting longer. And so, but people are not retiring at 59 and a half like they used to a long time ago. Because in part because they're not prepared and they're having to work longer and because they haven't properly prepared. And so that is a struggle.
We're on with Jim Pullman today. He's the executive director of the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council, the IALC. And we'll continue our business conversation, retirement conversation, after we check traffic this morning at 5:16. Let's get you to work safe and sound. And in the Traffic Central office this morning, Mary Vandevelle. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. I had some overnight drizzle, so roads are a little bit wet this morning, so take your time. The outbound side of the Eisenhower car fire at 83. Crews are on the scene. Some minor gapers delays in as well. Otherwise, looking good on most of the expressways. Some delays now on 55 as you make your way into 53. Traffic sponsored by Accountemps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise in 2017. Get an in-depth salary forecast for more than 400 accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. Mary Vandevelle, WGN Traffic Central.
Well, you know, it's never too early to spread some goodwill.
Join us, Bill and Wendy, and Steve Bertrand live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington on Friday, October 14th from noon to 3.
Donate your artificial Christmas trees for goodwill and get $75 off a new tree from Tree Time.
Details at WGNradio.com/events.
We are Wind Trust, proud legacy partners of your Chicago Cubs. You cheer in your home, your car, and in your bleacher seat. You don blue from head to toe and have perfected the art of painting their logo on your face. And now you can use Cubby Blue to spend green. With Cubs checking and matching debit card, you can show your Chicago Cubs pride with every purchase. Find out more at wintrust.com/cubs. Banking services provided by Wintrust Community Banks. Chicago Cubs trademarks used with permission. Members FDIC.
Can you name the 5 most expensive mistakes that Chicago seniors make with their Medicare? GenCare Senior Medical Center has a free pamphlet that describes the 5 most expensive Medicare mistakes and how you can easily avoid them. It's essential for anyone who has Medicare, and it's absolutely free. Call 708-237-8500 to get your copy or to schedule an in-person meeting at a GenCare near you. Or visit joingencare.com, 708-237-8500, or joingencare.com.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran for Mattress Firm, and the semi-annual sale, a sale so big it only happens twice a year. One-size mattresses don't fit all. At Mattress Firm, they'll help you find the mattress that's right for just you. Right now, get your comfort, your choice. Sealy Firm or Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queen Sets are just $299.99. Come experience the all-new custom collection, crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm, featuring luxury lines from Tempur-Pedic and Beautyrest 2. Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. Find a sale or comparable mattress set for less than their displayed or advertised price. Just bring in that ad, and they're going to beat the price by 10%, or it's free, even up to 100 days after you bought it. It's Mattress Firm, a wide selection and the best people and the best brands. Look, buying a mattress isn't something you do every day. That's why Mattress Firm's professional sleep experts are dedicated to helping you find the right mattress for you from a wide selection of all the best mattresses and all the best brands. Mattress Firm, as always, save money and sleep happy.
Homeowners, if the tire on your car goes flat, you fix it. If your heater breaks down, you fix it. Right now, if your home has low water pressure, or you get scalded in the shower when someone flushes, or you or your neighbors have already had leaks, in other words, your pipes aren't working, you can get them fixed too, in as little as one day. I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists. for a limited time on approved credit. When you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Get great pressure, clean, clear water, be able to take a shower, and run the washing machine at the same time. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you get new, high-quality pipes without a fuss. So repipe with us, and you too can enjoy great water pressure in your home with a lifetime guarantee.
Just call 800-216-0195. That's 800-216-0195. 800-216-0195.
Bears fans, grab a copy of the Chicago Tribune and Jewel Osco this Sunday to collect your 2016 Chicago Bears Fathead Tradables. Collect all eight now through October 30th. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, some stocks of local interest this morning. Boeing shares are a little bit lower this morning, off almost 2% pre-trade after they announced yesterday that they're formulating a long-term perspective in terms of cash flow. Sears is also off 2.5% this morning, leading some of the local stocks of energy, that local stocks of interest that are considerably lower this morning. Now this from ABC.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks tumbled yesterday as disappointing earnings reports put investors in a selling mood. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 200 points to 18,129. The S&P 500 lost 27 points. The NASDAQ Composite slid nearly 82. Construction on the four-state Dakota Access Pipeline has resumed on private land in North Dakota. In turn, protesters supporting native rights are discussing nonviolent opposition measures, including chaining themselves to equipment. Prescription drugs are getting pricier, not just for the patients. The American Hospital Association warns that many hospital pharmacies might not be able to afford stocking drugs, and patients may end up worse off because they can't pay for life-saving medications. And McDonald's best-known pitchman is keeping a low profile. The fast food giant says it's being, in its words, thoughtful about its use of the red-haired Ronald McDonald, given the rash of creepy clown incidents being reported across the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. With us this morning for conversation about retirement is Jim Pullman. He's the executive director of the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council. 60% of baby boomers think they'll need less than a million. One in four baby boomers currently have less than 5,000 saved. Jim, there's a big difference, a big stretch between those two figures.
Oh, for sure. And much of it, Steve, is because just people aren't planning, and they it's easier to put off, to do tomorrow what you should be doing today. And they're just not they're not doing it. And one of the things that we encourage people to do is raise their retirement IQ and really kind of get an understanding of how to plan, how much they should plan for, and then start doing it. And that's those are the first steps.
How much of this is stuff that has been wiped out in 2008 that some retirement people headed to retirement don't have anymore, that they lost, or that they don't have the money to save anymore?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, Steve. I mean, those that that are close to retirement that had their dollars saved in what I would call riskier investments, in fact, that where they haven't changed their portfolio when they're close to retirement and were invested heavily in the stock market, certainly took a major hit in the late 2000s when the recession hit, and that's unfortunate. And they found that they're having to work longer, and there are some that just have seen that they don't have the means to save for retirement. But here's what I encourage people to do: is that if you're working for a company, for example, that's got a corporate retirement plan and a 401k plan, you should start by saving there, because many companies offer a matching contribution or a profit sharing contribution, and that's essentially free money, comes right out of your check saving tax deferred, and it's easy to go on. For example, our website is www.fiainsights.org. And they have retirement. We have a great retirement calculator on our website where you can just go on and play with some numbers about how much you may make, how much you could save. And even if it's just a little bit, it's better than nothing. And it might be able to get a matching contribution for your company, or you could save outside of a company retirement plan in a product like a fixed index annuity where you can get retirement income, a steady stream of that.
it's just important to get on that website or another website, but ours is a good one because it's got a great calculator on it, and just look at see what you could do without, put that money away, and see how much the time value of money works for you to be able to grow that money for retirement.
What are a couple of other retirement IQ things that we should learn this morning?
Well, one of the things that I think is interesting is it comes out in our survey that people underestimate, and you had a story on the news before I came on about Social Security and how the cost of living adjustment for Social Security is going to be between 0.2 and 0.5%. Well, many baby boomers are banking on Social Security, and more than half of those don't have any idea what their Social Security check is going to be. And so many of those folks underestimate what they're going to get from Social Security. In fact, many in our studies, many overestimate by $500 a month, which, of course, over a normal course of retirement is about $250,000 short of what they think they're going to get. And that's very important because it's important to find out what you're going to get for Social Security, because you'll find out it's probably not going to be as much as you think it should be. And therefore, you're going to come up short, and that's where you're going to have to fill that retirement gap with dollars saved for yourself. So that's one thing to do is take a good look at what you're going to get. It's interesting, you know, if our study showed that if we were to give a baby boomer $20,000, 40% of those baby boomers said they prioritize a lifestyle choice rather than save for retirement. We've got to get smart about retirement to understand that planning now and learning about the time value of money and allowing that money to grow can make a significant difference in retirement, because we want to keep the same lifestyle that we've got now, but aren't able to do that in retirement.
One of the things that scared the heck out of me recently when I had a physical with my doctor, he said that we're headed toward a healthcare crisis like we've never seen before because of the baby boomers who are retiring and the propensity for dementia. And it's something that could wipe out not only your savings, but have, you know, wipe out the country as well. Is that something that people aren't planning for either, is just the potential healthcare nightmares?
Well, I think that's absolutely accurate. You know, the inventions of great medicines have been wonderful, and they have prolonged our life. But in some cases, they have, you know, we are having to pay for those things. And dementia is one of those things where, you know, it can be a long struggle. And people are not preparing for long-term care. For example, a skilled nursing facility where people may have to spend a lengthy period of time, or home health care. All of those wonderful healthcare options are out there, but they need to be paid for. And so looking at products like a fixed indexed annuity, which you can get with a long-term care rider or long-term care insurance, are all wonderful ways to plan for those unforeseen healthcare expenses. And they're very important. When we talk about $250,000 being spent on average for healthcare expenses in retirement, those are important things to plan for, and they can certainly make a huge difference in your retirement plan. It sort of sounds depressing, Steve, but it doesn't have to be if people properly plan.
Jim Pullman, the executive director of the Indexed Annuity Leadership Council, IALC. You can follow them on Twitter at IAL Council, and find them online, too, at indexedannuityinsights.org. Jim, thanks for being with us on the Opening Bell this morning.
Thank you, Steve. Have a wonderful day.
You too. 5:28 here on the Opening Bell over in the newsroom. Vic Vaughn standing by. Another busy morning, Vic.
Very busy. Steve, and also coming up, we're going to update you on the suburban utility worker. He was severely injured in last night's explosion. We have a report coming up next.
All right. This is the Opening Bell.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. Samsung's situation goes from bad to worse.
I saw smoke and I threw it on the floor.
There are still more questions than answers about those battery-related fires in Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 smartphones, but the company announced on Tuesday it'll permanently halt production of the devices. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the company has also issued a warning to anyone who already has one of the star-crossed devices.
Anybody with one of these phones should immediately power down, stop using the phone.
That warning applies to both the original Galaxy Note 7s and the replacement devices, amid reports that at least five of those have also burned. burst into flames. Samsung has also instructed all of its carriers and retail partners to discontinue selling and offering exchanges of the device. The FAA continues to instruct airline passengers to keep any version of the Note 7 turned off on all flights. Analysts say the debacle could cost Samsung more than $17 billion. With Tech Trends, I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say?
Cubs baseball.
Hey, it's Kerry Wood. I talk playoff baseball with Rokon every Thursday afternoon at 4:40.
It's in our DNA.
Catch it all on WGN.
Go Cubs.
On 720 WGN.
You know, furniture shopping should be fun, but the fun disappears after traffic jams, crowded parking lots, pushy salespeople, and visiting several stores because of limited selection. How about leaving the stoplights and stop-and-go traffic behind? Instead, enjoy a beautiful drive out I-80 and discover the selection of a dozen Chicagoland stores in one place. Goods Furniture in Kewaunee. Imagine three city blocks of America's most wanted furniture names at Goods Everyday Low Price. Relax in the wine cellar restaurant. Browse the clothing and gifts in the Market Square shops. Even stay overnight at Goods Bed and Breakfast. So save your time, your energy, and your money. Head west on I-80 to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee. For details and to start browsing before you visit, check out goodsfurniture.com. Goods is open every day from 9 till 6. No hype, just honest-to-goodness value, day in and day out.
Gilkey's known for quality, and I think when people look for windows, Gilkey's definitely on the top of the list.
Mike Gilkey has put together a window that is literally a world-class product. We have the best frame technology and the best glass technology.
When you put the Gilkey window side by side with the competitor's windows, there is an obvious difference.
It is top of the line from start to finish, from sales all the way to service.
And we're the marketer, manufacturer, and installer of these windows, so that means a lot.
Hi, I'm Mike Gilkey. I wanted you to hear from my employees because they are the face and heart of Gilkey Windows. Our employees are family, and so are our customers. If your home needs new windows, become part of the Gilkey family today. Save $150 per window and save $300 per sliding patio door. Visit us online at Gilkey.com or call us today at 1-888-3-GILKEY. That's 1-888-3-G-I-L-K-E-Y.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. It's time for the news, sponsored by Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic. Here's Vic Vaughn.
The NICAR workers in serious to critical condition this morning after an explosion leveled a townhome complex in suburban Romeoville. It happened last night while workers repaired a gas leak. More than a dozen police officers in San Antonio are facing disciplinary action after posing in a Twitter video with Donald Trump yesterday. They wore Trump's red Make America Great caps. The department says that's a violation of policy. And an official with the Chicago Fire Department has become the city's seventh bicycle-related death of the year. 56-year-old Lieutenant Danny Carbol was hit by a car. He was on his way home from a shift at a Southside firehouse. It happened last month. He died of his injuries Monday night. Now WGN traffic with Mary Vanneville.
Looks like we're seeing some delays coming in on 55, especially into 53 due to an earlier accident, so watch for that. The rest of the expressways are not too bad. Some delays on the inbound Ryan at the Burn Interchange with a reported accident there, and outbound Eisenhower at 83 with a car fire. That's off to the side. Otherwise, no delays on any of the tollways. 57, though, is a little bit heavy from 115th and the Bishop Ford into Sibley. Mary Vanneville, WGN Traffic Central.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talent. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talent. ZipRecruiter.com/talent.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Don't let the thought of a wet basement keep you up at night. PermaSeal can give you peace of mind and a permanently dry basement. Call PermaSeal now at 800-421-SEAL for a free inspection or visit permaseal.net.
As a father, I was afraid to smile in family photos.
As a restaurant owner, dentures made talking to guests painful.
I used to be self-conscious about my teeth, but Eon Clinic's dental implants made the stress go away.
If you're suffering from the pain of tooth decay or the embarrassment of missing teeth, Eon Clinic's dental implant team is here to help. Find your smile again at eonclinics.com. That's eonclinics.com. Or call 844-EON-CLNC. That's 844-366-2562.
Biggest little benefit number 9. Industry-leading technology, farmer-first benefits. At ADM Crop Risk Services, we're committed to technology that helps you succeed. Technology like state-of-the-art unmanned aerial vehicles for quicker, more accurate crop damage analysis. Cutting-edge apps that help you get paid quicker, typically in just 2 to 5 days, and so much more. In an industry where every day matters, it's good to know you can count on us. Get the best of both worlds with ADM. Learn more at adm.com/farmers today.
Your money on WGN. Markets in Asia finished lower overnight. The Nikkei lost more than 1% of its value. The Shanghai and Hang Seng both closed with slight losses. Trading in Europe slower this morning. Fractional losses now in England, France, and Germany. Oil futures slightly higher this morning in pre-market trading at $50.80 a barrel. Gold futures higher at $1,257.50 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to a lower start on Wall Street. Dow futures off 31 points. S&P futures down 3. NASDAQ down 10.5. points. Now WGN Sports and Dave Innett.
WGN Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team. Not exactly the way they drew it up, but they'll gladly take it. The Cubs are headed back to the National League Championship Series after they rallied for 4 runs in the 9th inning to erase a 5-2 deficit, and they beat the Giants 6-5 to win the NLDS in 4. Wilson Contreras, pinch hitting, delivered the game-tying 2-run single, and Javi Baez, the hero of Game 1, drove in the go-ahead run with a single. It was the biggest comeback ever in a postseason clincher, the Cubs ending the Giants' streak of 10 straight wins when facing elimination. Cubs will host Game 1 of the NLCS on Saturday at Wrigley Field. The time not yet announced. The opponent not yet known. It will be the Dodgers or the Nationals. L.A. tied that series yesterday with a 6-5 win and forced Game 5 tomorrow in Washington. The curtain goes up on the new National Hockey League season tonight, and the Blackhawks pick up where they left off last spring, facing the rival St. Louis Blues. That was the playoffs. Tonight they meet in the season opener at the United Center. We'll have it on WGN, the pregame tonight at 6:30. Coach Q and Hawks chairman Rocky Wirtz, both on the Steve Cochran Show later this morning. College basketball tips off in a few weeks. Join Northwestern basketball at Welsh Ryan this year for all the great Big Ten action. Season tickets now on sale at nusports.com. Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
The National Weather Service has issued a frost advisory for Boone, Ogle, and Winnebago counties through tomorrow morning. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center: overcast today with showers and thunderstorms. A high of 72. We'll reach that this morning. Then temperatures fall throughout the day. Much cooler overnight and into Thursday morning in Chicago. We'll likely dip into the low 40s by tomorrow morning. It's 63 degrees at O'Hare, 65 at Midway and in suburban Orland Park, 64 at the lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. 539, our focus on retirement financial planning today. And our discussion now centers on women and financial preparedness and knowledge, confidence as well. Jocelyn Ewart is with Wealth Management, Straight Talk for Women. That's the book that she's written, and she is with also the Entrust Financial Corporation, LLC. She's a founding principal there. Jocelyn, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Well, thank you. Good morning to you as well.
It's great to have you on because we are talking about this sort of notion that all of us could be better at financial planning, have a better IQ, but you found that there's specifically an issue with women. There's a lack of confidence and knowledge there. What is it that you found?
Well, that's a really interesting question. And right around 40% of women claim financial literacy. And we know there's plenty of information out there to help that along. But fewer than 20% claim financial confidence. And what I think continues to happen today, just as it did years ago, before women achieved so much professionally, the tradition is that the man in the couple, or if it's a single woman, her father, her uncle, her brother, the tradition is that they probably know a little more about all matters financial, and therefore the woman tends to hand off the most important decision-making to them.
Financial confidence would be what exactly?
The ability to make one's own decisions with a sense of assurance. And the first step in that, and I think this is really, really important, and there's plenty of books out there about women and confidence having nothing to do with finance, and it's women need to simply take those first steps of the journey. It's mentioned in the foreword of my book written by Jackie Zahner, who is a phenomenal woman and has achieved what I think all of us would like to achieve in life. And the first steps of confidence for women in any endeavor is just taking those first steps.
It's important that I think the comparisons be made, although I don't like making comparisons. But I'm wondering, because I don't think I have a lot of financial confidence as a man, and I was brought up in that other situation. Are there numbers that sort of compare these two? I mean,
well,
what's the financial confidence of men, for example?
Well over 50%, typically. I mean, men tend to get excited when they hear about the performance of a particular investment, whatever that investment might be, and they tend to be very comfortable jumping on the bandwagon and going for it. Now, again, I'm speaking in generalizations, and there are always exceptions to every rule, but in general, they're willing to go for it in a way that women backpedal. Oh, I don't know if I'm making the right choice. I'm not sure I'm doing the right thing. Oh, I probably should be talking to somebody else first. Oh, this person probably knows more because he has a degree in business. You know, that kind of thing is what typically goes on.
So how do we build financial confidence?
Well, certainly, as you were kind enough to mention my book, that really one of the major reasons that I wrote my book, Balancing Act, Wealth Management, Straight Talk for Women, is to lay out the fundamentals of what they need to know. And as soon as women can kind of hang their hat on what those fundamentals are, then hopefully that will help be the impetus to them to say, wow, I do know enough. Now, again, I need to start taking those steps. I need to start creating my own roadmap. It's okay if I make mistakes along the way. There's no perfect roadmap out there. Mine might be different from my next door neighbors, and we both might end up achieving our goals and really fulfilling what's most important to us.
How much of a role does the other part of the relationship play in this, for instance? If it's a man and a woman, does the male spouse have a responsibility to help build his wife's financial confidence, or where else can they find that help in real life?
That is another excellent question, because I have to say that in my experience of more than 15 years working with couples, that that's all over the map. Certainly it helps if the couple is talking about their finances together. And by finances, I mean more than, gee, you know, we have $1,000 here. How are we going to spend it? I mean the, you know, big picture long-term finances, not just, oh, honey, would you please write the check for this? If men and women can sit down together, spouses can sit down together, that's certainly the ideal situation. It can be very difficult if, again, you know, falling back on that tradition, if for the man in the relationship, money symbolizes control to him, and he feels like by really allowing his wife to be fully at the table with him, that he's giving up some element of control in the relationship. So there can be other dimensions that go far beyond money, for which money is simply a metaphor. So those situations are a little more difficult. And there's also the women who, even when husband invites them to the table, they just say, oh, you know, I'm busy, honey. I'd rather do this. I'd rather do that. You take care of it. And I guess part, again, of my hope for women is that they kind of move past that former paradigm and say, whoa, you know, I really do need to know what's going on. I don't have to study up on every stock. I don't have to study up on every mutual fund for certain to be successful. But at the most fundamental level, I have to understand what's happening, why it's happening, and how it can benefit me.
The stakes are very high in these situations, too, just on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, there are financial issues, but from a personal perspective, I remember when my father died and my mother was left to be in control of everything. She wasn't prepared for that. I remember it was a very rough time for our family. So that's one of the high stakes with this, isn't it?
It's very much one of the high stakes, and it's a unknown to most people, but the average age for a woman to become a widow is actually age 56. I became a widow at age 55, so it does happen. It is out there. The other in tandem type of situation is that one in every two people in America gets a divorce at some point, and then often the formerly dependent spouse ends up like your mom did. Now she has to make all these very high stakes decisions, and she doesn't even know how to take that first step. And that's not a good time when you're in a very difficult emotional time to have to also learn that huge financial component.
In addition to finding your book, Balancing Act Wealth Management, Straight Talk for Women, are there classes? Are there places where women can go to get hands-on instruction? I would suppose colleges and universities might do that, but have you heard of community programs that do these things?
Well, there are, and, you know, every community would be different, but I would put out there to your listeners that there is a site. It's a longstanding site for women. It's literally called wife.org, and it's to help women become financially educated, stay financially educated, be able to address all those financial issues that come up throughout one's life. You know, the issues that come up in one's 20s are different from 30s, 40s, 50s, and so forth. So wife.org is a great place to go for basic, what should I do about this kind of education.
Again, that's wife.org. And then, of course, your website is balancingactbook.com. The name of the book, again, Balancing Act, Wealth Management, Straight Talk for Women, Jocelyn Ewert, the author of that. Jocelyn, very good conversation, very important information. Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Have a great day. It's 5:47 here on the opening bell. Time to update traffic again this morning. Mary Vandeveld standing by. Mary.
And thanks. And I definitely need a copy of that book. Thank you very much. On the Edens, looking good. No delays on the Kennedy. Eisenhower heading inbound about 32 minutes from 53. It's slow from Mannheim into 1st. Inbound side of 55. There's a delay in picking up the overnight road work around 53. So this is causing a delay now from almost Renwick. So watch for that. It's about 32 minutes in from 355. Exit inbound Ryan being cleared at the Burn Interchange. Bishop Ford is in pretty good shape. Some delays, though, into Sibley, then from about 115th, same on 57, and no major concerns yet on any of the tollways. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. At Presence Health, you'll feel the difference between treatment and compassionate care. Their network of caring doctors live and work in your community alongside you and your family. This is people caring for people. This is Presence. Find a Presence Health doctor today at presencehealth.org/find-a-doc. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Hawks fans know this sound. Hawks fans remember this sound.
And now it's in the net, they score! It's in the net, they score!
And Hawks fans know what movie this music is from.
Ooh, and it's all right.
Oglethorpe?
Oglethorpe.
Turn it up!
Now it's time for Hawks fans to know the 2016-2017 Chicago Blackhawks season. Starts for real tonight as the Hawks welcome the St. Louis Blues. Pre-game at 6:30, the puck drop at 7 o'clock. Blackhawks games on Blackhawks Radio are brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park on 720 WGN.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini. By now, you may have heard that I had hair restoration surgery to put a stop to my thinning hair. The procedure was done by Dr. William Yates. I had a consultation because my hair loss was bothering me. I wasn't interested in anything that didn't look natural. Dr. Yates showed me examples of many of his past patients, both men and women, and they all looked great. The procedure took a few hours, and honestly, it was not painful. He took hair from the back and the sides of my head and then placed it on the top where my thinning was. Now, it's been a few months, and I can now see the new growth. I feel better about myself, and you know what? I look pretty good, too. Now, it'll take almost 12 months for all of it to come in nice and thick, but I can see it coming. Oh, and if you see me on the street, don't stare. Ask me all about it. I'm happy to talk about my experience. So if you're experiencing thinning hair, do something about it. Watch the video of my whole experience at LouHairVideo.com. That's LouHairVideo.com or call 312-261-0872. That's 312-261-0872.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Our house has a lot of windows.
We were always getting up to adjust the light in the room.
But then we discovered Budget Blinds motorized window coverings.
You can't beat the quality or price.
Now we just touch a button on the remote or wall switch.
And shades go up, like this.
With no cords, they're kid-friendly and pet-safe.
Touch the button, shades down.
And right now you can get a rebate up to $500 on Signature Series motorized window coverings powered by Somfy from Budget Blinds.
Shades up.
And these are the most stylish, child-safe motorized window coverings available anywhere.
Shades down.
Plus, Budget Blinds does everything, all the measuring and installation. And you get a free in-home design consultation.
Shades up.
I get the idea, honey.
I know, but it's fun.
Hurry! Your chance to save on kid-friendly motorized window coverings from Budget Blinds is ending soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds now at 1-800-650-0989. That's 1-800-650-0989. 1-800-650-0989.
Someone said I had a wooden personality.
What did you say?
I said, yep, quarter sawn white oak with vibrant auburn finish.
At Penny Mustard Furnishings, our wood and stain options are as unique as your personality.
Your personality is reflected in your choice of wood and stain.
Ben's choice reveals his inventiveness and attention to detail. He's dependable, adventurous, extremely organized, and connected to nature.
Yep, that's me.
Nicole's love for rustic maple with slate finish means she's outgoing, vivacious, imaginative, and believes that anything is possible.
Oh, stop.
And Arvid is all about hickory and natural finish, which shows he's a philosopher, dreamer, thinker, and not afraid to go against the grain and stand up for what he believes in.
You hit it right on the head.
What's your personality?
With 6 wood choices and 8 stain options, you're sure to find the combo that's perfectly you at Penny Mustard.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Penny Mustard.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. It's 551 on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Dow futures still in the negative, off 27 points this morning. NASDAQ and S&P futures are also lower. Let's get the latest on commodities and agriculture now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. The weekly harvest progress came in below trade expectations. And the report issued a day late, it came out yesterday, but it takes us through harvest progress as of Sunday night. And the traders expected corn harvest progress to reach 38%. It came in at 35%. And traders expected soybean harvest to come in at 48%. It came in at 44%. And in the market activity yesterday, relatively quiet from price movement, penny lower on November soybeans, 1¾ higher on the corn market, and 3¼ cents higher on the wheat market. Turning to the livestock trade at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we have not seen cattle prices this low in 6 years. Steep losses from the previous session and down again yesterday as investors liquidated holdings. We have an ample supply of meat supplies and cattle, and that put downward pressure on the market. Lean hog futures gained more than 1% yesterday in some spread trading. At the end of the day, the October lean hog contract had gained 87 cents a hundredweight, but cattle down again October down $2.20 a hundredweight, 97.50. The October feeder cattle contract down a dollar at $124.12. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
And thanks, Orion. On the end of the program here, a couple of other notes about some stories that are happening. One of the big stories in Chicago yesterday, actually this is a national story, but it deals with Chicago. You may remember that the ACLU had filed a lawsuit against a Chicago company that is called Geofedia. And it is a company that sort of gets together all of the social media accounts and pinpoints them and sort of creates different sort of databases of them. Well, police agencies had been using some of this information, again, from Geofedia based in Chicago. The ACLU has been successful, at least in terms of getting a bunch of big companies, among them now Facebook, Twitter, and Google, Instagram as well, to cut off Geofedia's access to their feeds, basically shutting down Geofedia's main point, its main product. The extent of law enforcement social media surveillance discovered after the ACLU filed a lawsuit in California requested 63 agencies produce documents. Denver was one of the big ones, too, nationally. But this all stems from this California case. It's a story that we're going to be watching very closely, again, because it affects a Chicago company, Geofedia. And as we close the program today, the Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Wednesday, October 12th, drug decriminalization. Two of the nation's most prominent human rights organizations will announce that they're urging the government to decriminalize the possession and personal use of all illicit drugs. That's coming out later this morning. The World Agricultural Outlook Board and the U.S. Department of Agriculture released the latest monthly World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report. The Foreign Agriculture Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture releases its production statistics as well. The Labor Department releases job openings and labor turnover survey. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, otherwise known as OPEC, releases its monthly oil market report. And, of course, the Federal Open Market Committee releases its meeting minutes later today. This will give us a sense of what the Federal Reserve is thinking and possibly what direction they're heading in terms of interest rates at its November meeting and then at its December meeting. All of those things could drive the markets throughout the day. We'll continue to follow your money right here on 720 WGN. Steve Cochran Show coming up next. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. Until then, have a great day. Go Cubbies!
Timeless, memorable music is back on the radio
at 87.7 FM.
Great artists.
Great songs.
Great memories.
Right now on 87.7 FM.
All the clubs are time to dance.
The music you've been missing is on 87.7 FM.
MeTV FM.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:35 to WGN's Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Join the Mr. Fix-It Show live from Fox Home Center this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. Listeners will enjoy free breakfast, refreshments, and live music. Get there early. The first 300 listeners will receive a stocked goodie bag. So come on out this Saturday, October 15th, for the Mr. Fix-It Show live broadcast from Fox Home Center. They're at 11150 South Cicero in Alsip, sponsored by MSI Natural Stone and Quartz and Maxim Lighting. For more info, go to foxhomecenter.com.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experience at their family medicine clinic, speech-language institute, physical therapy institute, dental and eye institutes. At their clinics, you will receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel, the Cubs.
Good morning, guys. 558.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
What do you mean?
Good morning.
What?
Who sings that song? Let them sing it. No, I'm kidding.
No, seriously. Aren't you excited? I mean, really.
Oh, over the top. Are you kidding? I stayed up for the whole thing. I'm like,
what?
Some people.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was up.
How could you go to sleep?
Couldn't go to sleep.
After 5 to 2, I was like,
ye of little faith, Mary.
No, I had faith. I just couldn't keep my eyes open.
I'm with Mary. I tried hardest to stay awake. And
but you guys see.
Nope, they won.
But Andrea, you took a nap in the afternoon.
We were there. We were watching.
We were there. The True Triad fans watched the whole thing.
Okay, wait a second.
Never had a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys take a nap yesterday afternoon?
Crash for like a half hour.
Yeah, I took a. I dozed for about 20 minutes yesterday afternoon.
Mary, did you?
I had no nap.
Me neither.
We knew where our hearts were. We knew there was a Cubs game. We knew there was a late start. We knew that this team.